The Green Dot program is actually a bystander intervention program based around power-based personal violence, which is dating violence, sexual assault, bullying, stalking, child sexual abuse. And how it relates to Take Back the Night is normally that was kind of a walk, meaning like keeping people safe at night. Mm-hmm. A lot of it referred to sexual assault and things like that, kind of standing up to domestic violence, sexual assault, and things, violence like that that's happening, you know, in our communities. The program is actually connected not just because of the issues, but because of the work that we're doing here in this area in bystander intervention and trying to keep our communities safe.
The theme of your keynote address is bystander intervention and its relation to sexual assault. What will you be telling people about intervention?
All of us at some time in our life have had moments where we felt like that we should intervene, and if it didn't have anything to do with violence. But there are real barriers that keep us from intervening. Some of them are personal, like I'm shy, I don't like conflict. Some of them are, especially when we're talking about sexual assault, if someone's overconsumed, like, wow, they drank too much, so that's kind of like their fault. So we kind of do a little bit of blaming the victim.
Mm-hmm.
And then just kind of like, well, what if I check in on the situation? It's not the situation I thought it was. Like maybe people were just trying to get to know each other. So there's so many reasons why we'd intervene.
Right.
What we do here in the Green Dot and what bystander intervention is what if it was someone that you love? Would you want someone to check in on their behalf?
And is there a time when somebody should get physically involved?
Well, that is not what we teach, because one of the things that we do teach is safety first. Assess your safety. Like, for instance, if it's just, you know, a random, like if you see some stranger violence going on, that is a situation where you call the police. This is not a physical involvement thing. This is really doing your part to let people know what's going on around a situation and assess your safety first.
And I would imagine technology has got to be helping to get the public involved. Just about everyone carries a cell phone with a camera. They can call 911 from just about anywhere. Do you see a change?
I mean, I don't know how to measure that, but absolutely we see a change, like even just in schools. And this particular program is based around a school.
Mm-hmm.
So they can be, you know, text messaging. There's all kinds of other social network. There's, you know, ways to tell adults or tell teachers or something like that. Absolutely it is.
And this event has been going on since the 1970s.
Yes.
And this year, people from countries across the globe will be marching and rallying around this cause about Take Back the Night. Why do you think it's been so effective for so long?
I believe just the fact that I think that as in communities, we really do want to keep people safe. And when we're talking about power-based personal violence or violence in general, everyone's connected to it. You can remember a time when you were bullied in school.
Mm-hmm.
90% of people know someone who's been involved in dating violence or domestic violence. 1 in 3 girls are sexually assaulted on a college campus. So the thing is that violence affects everyone and that we're all connected to it. And so that's why I think it's just grown so much.
You can find out how to get more information about Take Back the Night Cincinnati on April 26th on our website at wnku.org under local news. And Brandon, thank you.
Thank you so much, Matt.